This episode of Ask the 8-Ball Podcast is brought to you by Lola's Fine Hot Sauce and the Irish in West Glen and West Des Moines.
Hi, I'm Quinn, and I'm listening to my daddy and Cody.
All right. You ready, Marsh?
I'm ready whenever you guys are ready.
Welcome to 2023, guys. It's the first episode of the new year.
Well, he's not ready yet.
Oh.
You're jumping the gun.
No, you go whatever.
I'm a little premature. What can I say? Little and premature.
Oh, that's fair.
Or immature, whatever you want to call it.
All right, now you can go. That'd be a great opener.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Hey, what's up, Cody?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot. What's new?
I don't know, man. Let's ask the 8-Ball. Welcome. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining us for episode 99, the first episode of 2023.
Yeah.
99, really?
Yeah.
Episode 99.
99.
Yeah, we started trying to do season-wise. It was like season 5. Episode. I think this was episode 14.
14, yeah. But
99 sounds good.
99 sounds better. We'll just go episodes then.
Yeah. Theo Von does it that way. And,
yeah.
You know, we're basically as popular as him.
Judge.
I mean, he kind of stole the idea.
Aaron Judge, 99.
Yeah.
Gretzky. Another good
Gretzky. Digit.
Yeah.
I think Theo Von stole the idea of podcasting from us. So.
Yeah. The Rat King.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Theo Von?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you should check him out.
Okay. He's very, very funny. Very good.
Well, guest for episode 99, we couldn't think of a better guest for Aaron Judge's number than a fellow Yankee fan.
Oh, I quit.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
It's going to be me and you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll decipher which part of you guys' lies you're telling over here.
Former radio legend. the GOAT of Des Moines radio.
Former boss of Eric Marshall III.
Also true. Greg Chance.
Hello.
Or as I call him, Gangster Greg.
Yes,
Gangster Greg.
Right. I call him B-Rabbit.
Yeah, that's true.
He did look like B-Rabbit back in the day with the bleach blonde hair. Oh, yeah.
Totally B, yeah.
He can also beatbox like B-Rabbit. His girlfriend's been practicing.
Yeah. No, awful. Now that you're retired from the radio game, do you prefer Greg or Chance?
Oh, you know, either one would work.
Okay.
Really. By the way, thanks a lot for having me. That's very, very thoughtful.
We appreciate it.
When he texted me and said, oh, Chance is in. I'm like, isn't his name Greg?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, is his name Chance Gregory or is it Greg Chance?
It's kind of funny. I did go through a name change. As soon as we started the station, it's like everyone just like dropped the Greg. And
just went with a Chance?
Went with a Chance and we stayed on course, really, as far as that goes.
You'd be amazed how many people in radio don't have their actual names.
I know somebody else that's like that, too.
That's true. Me. There's one. We have a guy. I still refer to him as CJ.
Yeah.
CJ's not even in his name anywhere.
No.
Who's that?
No.
You wouldn't know him.
Yeah.
But he used to work for the radio station with us.
He's a good man, but he was CJ from the word go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many of these guys don't have their real names. But, I mean, you don't want a guy on there with a dumb name that's not catchy, essentially.
Were you his manager when it was
always
sexy and easy or whatever?
Oh, no, that was at the high school station.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that would not have been allowed.
that was Des Moines Public Schools.
Okay, yeah.
We're not doing sexy or easy on Kiss 107 FM. That's what it was at the time.
Yeah.
Then it went to 107.5 Kiss FM.
So, for those who aren't familiar with your younger audience, you retired, what, like 5-6 years ago from radio?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
Four years ago?
Yeah, it was March of 19, I think, yeah.
So, those who remember, no, we'll give a quick... history lesson of Greg Chance.
Uh-oh.
So, you started radio, what, 30 years ago?
September 4th, 1991.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so 31.
32 years ago.
I started at what is now Star 102.5.
Started the station itself,
I know.
Correct?
I did not. I just started working there.
Oh, okay.
It was Q102.
Okay.
K, R, and Q were the call letters then. And... I started there and I did music research.
Okay.
So basically, Monday through Thursday, between 6 and 9:30, we would call people and make sure they fit in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd play hooks of songs.
Okay. So like
So it was music
shows
testing.
On now. Yeah,
it was music testing basically. So so they had to get so many things right to get to the song proportion of the test, but
right.
And we could do it past 9 o'clock because we weren't soliciting anything, we weren't selling anything, we just needed your ear and time.
Yeah.
So I did that for about 3 months, somewhere in there, and then it was November 24th at 3 a.m. they put me on the air when there was about 6 listeners and one of them was my friend. One was my friend. He called me and I'm like, uh oh. Yeah. Like, this actually works.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of weird.
So that was about our first 50 podcast episodes. We had our six listeners that checked us out. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to start somewhere.
They're all overseas, too. It's weird.
That's what the bottom is for, so you can get to the top, baby. You know, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
Then you went and you basically started working at Clear Channel Radio.
Yeah, we started that.
Radio.
Yeah, I started there June of 95.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that's where the run at iHeart began, and spent 24 and a half years with them.
Nice. The best probably six he had was when I was there. I still have an award on my mantle at home. Says Clear Channel Radio MVPT, most valuable part-timer.
Yes, you were.
I also think they gave me that just so I wouldn't ask for more money, but I could be wrong.
I don't know about that. I don't remember that part. I do remember, though. I hope he showed you the picture of the yellow Hummer in his driveway.
Yeah, I actually have seen it. They had the decals on the side.
That was my personal vehicle.
We had the names of the talent, like a NASCAR.
Yeah,
down the side.
Oh yeah, I think
I'll tell you what. The Hummer is a cool vehicle, right? When that came out, and then we got a yellow one.
You got a bright yellow one.
Oh, it's great.
We switched, got a black one,
and then we got a black one. We had a black one for two runs.
Had a giant yellow bread truck.
The
bread truck.
Nice.
That thing was pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun stories about that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could burn some time on that one.
I'm surprised they didn't get you the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile to drive around.
We did a couple events with that. Yeah, they never let us drive it for some reason. That's where the ball stopped, but they let you go in it.
Purposes, I'm not.
That and lawyers and, all kinds of other stuff.
The Hummer was nice because whenever I drive that, like, I was like, oh, I got like an hour till we have to be at this remote. I got to run an errand. So if I had to run the mall or something, I'd just pull up outside the front door and put the flashers on.
Yeah.
Like, I got a spot check.
You told me that.
Get out.
Front row park.
By the way, unbeknownst to me, this is the first time hearing that one.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Nothing you can do about it now. It's been so long.
I've learned in my many years alive to not ask permission, ask forgiveness.
There you go, of course.
He very much studied the statute of limitations in high school and college.
I'm sure there was plenty of things done with that, Hummer, that I don't know about.
We've got an hour to tell them all. So.
Only an hour? Darn it. We should get started then.
Yeah. Cody, what questions do you have about radio from back in the day, or any just fun stories? What do you have for us today?
So
we're interviewing you now.
Are you? Okay. So you started off as a radio personality.
Right? Personality, lightly. Use that term lightly.
Lightly?
Yeah.
So you interview anybody cool? I mean, like, who's the coolest person or best story you interviewed?
Wow, you should have really, should have told me you were going to ask me this question so I could think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, can I have 3 minutes to think about that?
Yeah.
I mean, I interviewed a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a fun one. We interviewed NSYNC backstage before their show, but even better, I could tell this now and I won't get killed.
I think that was before I started, because that was like a year or two before I started with NSYNC.
So in NSYNC, they're on their third leg of the tour, right? They're like, oh, you know what? Maybe we should stop by Ames, Iowa.
Ames, Iowa, yeah.
We've been everywhere twice. Let's see what we can
see.
That
was a good one.
So, sure enough, few nights before that show, the night before that show, they're all in. This is when Lance is, thinking about being an astronaut in Russia, right? They all make it in. We go to drink the original fun bar, and we're having beverages, and the only one that's late to the function is JT.
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
I know who JT is.
I don't know.
Clarify for you.
Thank you. Thanks
for name dropping, Marshall.
I don't know if I should tell a story.
I wasn't there yet.
I know, but I might get in trouble if he sees us. So
I hope he sees it. Yeah. Selfishly, I hope he gets it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna do acronyms from here on out so that we protect the innocent.
Yep.
Anyway, so apparently that is the day that he broke up with Britney Spears. It was basically official that day.
Really?
Yeah. So there's
BS
something that happened. I won't. What's that?
He broke up with BS.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. There you go. There. So, I guess CP and I, we played some pool. Chris Kirkpatrick. Anyway, no, it's Chris Kirkpatrick. We were playing pool or whatever, taking some shots with the girls. It was a Tuesday night. So, I mean, and then obviously it got a little noisy about what we were doing. And we left. And when People Magazine called me the next day, I don't remember where we went.
Yeah.
All I remember is we went back to the hotel. Yeah. We stayed at the Embassy Suites right downtown. They had a grand piano down there. So I decided to sit down there and start playing a little bit of Brian McKnight because I knew that song at that time.
Yeah.
Justin sits down and starts playing it with full chords. And then the cool thing is he starts playing things off of his next new album, his solo album, and a lot of stuff that actually sounded a lot like Cry Me a River. Yeah. I mean, it was unreal. I mean, it was a very cool thing. Talk about wanting to have a phone at that point in time in your life. Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, that's the best part about not having phones really at that point. But no, after we left Drink, we went to the Lumberyard. And
the L-Y.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm not doing a very good job protecting anybody.
I got your back.
So thank you. So sure enough, when we get there, the funniest stories is JC, you should know that, Shaze.
Yeah.
He goes to the DJ. He gives him like $60. And if you've ever been to the L-Y, yeah. I mean... It's got a rather large screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's three
so
stages.
He pays, yeah.
I've been there once.
Allegedly.
I've been there once, allegedly.
He pays the DJ $60 to play I'm a Slave for You, Britney Spears, on the big screen.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dude, I'm just like, oh, boy. I'm like, this thing is still really warm. I mean, it was really, really warm. But sure enough, at that time, Justin, I don't know, they lost him. He went somewhere. Oh, but, yeah, I'll never forget walking in the room. And everyone goes down to some area, and I, you know, they're like, Chance, come here. And I turn around and I walk up a flight of stairs, and there's a probably 6'6", 330 gentleman staring down at me like this. He goes, if I hear anything about this on the radio tomorrow, he's like, you're going to die. I go, hear what? I have no idea what you're talking about. I just turned around and
I heard nothing.
So showed up when People Magazine called. I'm like, we hung out a drink. No idea what happened to that. Last thing I knew, we were at MRC Suites, and Justin's playing piano in the middle of the hotel at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I kept that one off.
Did he sing along to it too, or
he was kind of humming along. I don't think the lyrics were set yet, but
You know, "Cry Me a River" was a song about BS.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah.
You're not really a music guy, so I don't know if you know.
No, I remember a little bit about BS back in the day.
Okay. She's a little off a rocker nowadays.
Yeah, a little bit.
To answer your long-winded answer to your question, so we were backstage the next night before the show, and they had like gone to they did go-kart racing and stuff like that during the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But we interviewed them, and then it was kind of fun. We interviewed them or whatever, and then we got the interview back on the air while we're doing Radio Wars outside of the venue. I mean, it was just like, dude, it was a lot of fun back then, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it was you know, you're just trying to chase quarter hours, right? As far as that goes in the radio business. But
it had to be cool to be out like not having a phone, because you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Now you to do something like that, you're like, oh man, someone's going to record this, we're going to get in trouble. Yeah.
Well, it just doesn't happen.
TMZ's ready for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore because, you know, there's just, there's way too much traffic now.
Yeah.
But I mean,
that's why they have like Chappelle shows. You have to put your phone in a bag that's locked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Right.
Essentially, that's what it'd be like. Oh, you want to hang out with us? Cool. This phone goes in the bag till we go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I mean, I met Gwen Stefani. She's.
That's awesome.
I mean, she is unbelievably sweet. And, yeah, she's a porcelain doll. I mean, she's just like.
Did you ever meet BS then?
Actually, she did a show in Kansas City. We didn't technically meet her. She did a little bit of a Q&A backstage. When she did her show here, it was funny. We got backstage passes.
Uh-huh.
So instead of... So I did something like I call ones. We gave away two ones, not a pair. Because nine times out of nine... If Eric's going backstage to meet Eminem, and he's with somebody that doesn't want to meet Eminem, so you only have one victory there, right?
Yeah.
So when I do ones, I'm like, I want two people that are fanatical about the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, but yeah, we did. But it's just, yeah, I'm sure that's very, very controlled, contrived. Hi, how are you? Goodbye. Very quick.
If you ever get to meet Eminem, I want to meet Eminem. I love Eminem.
That would be awesome. I can tell you this real quick before we go into a quick break. My favorite, it wasn't necessarily my favorite. But my favorite story, I guess, would be is when we had 106.3 The Beat.
Yeah.
And we were still in the Channel 13 building right there at 1801 Grand or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And the Ying Yang Twins were in town.
Yeah.
And so they're going from 106.3 to Beat Studio to do like drops and everything. I think they interviewed with John Cruise or whatever was there at the time. Yeah. And they're going downstairs to the Kiss 107 studio, which you have to walk past the Channel 13 newsroom and their on-air studio and all that to get
the newsroom is on that end. Yeah, at the
where
time.
Where the 107 studio is at. And they're just walking through the lobby as they're trying to like prep for the news and do their little cut-ins and stuff. And they're just like, just through the lobby, just louder than shit. Just not even.
I must have been in the studio for this.
Jared was with us.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we're just walking through and I don't remember. Somebody from Channel 13 just gets up and just closes the door. And you can just see John Bachman sitting there, and, like, prepping his lines for a show. And he's just like, what the fuck is going on? So they just shut all the doors to the studio.
So this basically was happening at about 5:55, 5:56.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going on at 6 o'clock.
Show at Bel Air, I think, that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're just getting drops from them and everything before their show.
Oh, that's too funny.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Let's roll into our fake sponsor of the week. Not to be confused with our real sponsors, Lola's, The Irish, and West Glen, and
maybe iHeart Radio.
Oh, yeah. We'll pitch it. We'll see if they pick it. Yeah. And we'll be right back with more Greg.
Ooh, Winston tastes good. Like a cigarette should. Yes, Winston. Like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston!
And now for you menthol smokers.
Winston comes up with a fresh idea. A Winston menthol in the super king size. An extra long cigarette. And it's the best tasting yet.
What a taste. What a combo. Winston and menthol. And in the super king size. Try new Winston menthol in the tall green and gold pack.
Oh well, as long as we win.
Well, you can watch the box score, right?
I can watch the box score, yeah. Yep.
Or, hear me out.
Gamecast.
Hear me out. You could just do the podcast.
We're only at 5 right now. I'm not
just
happy.
Just a thought. But if you don't watch the game, they could win.
They could.
You're kind of a jinx. You're a Packers fan, and you watched the last game of the year, and they lost.
That's because I said, that's only because I jinxed. I said, I've watched the last 5 here at home, and we've won them all, or 4, whatever it was.
Well, so, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. That's why I didn't go over to Zach's. I was like, I got to watch at home, and then.
I'm like that, too, sometimes.
What's that?
I don't like to be around negative energy. And I've got to watch.
Here's the thing. Let me tell you a story real quick. Thanks for sticking around, guys. Thanks to our fake sponsor of the week. Also, thanks to our real sponsors, Lola's, The Irish, and iHeartRadio. Right? Shout them out till they put us on. I want to be on the app. Us and Colin Cowherd won our own stations on there.
Yes.
What were we just talking about?
You're talking about watching teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so me and Chancellor, obviously, we're Yankees fans, right, Cody?
Yeah. Unfortunately for you.
By
guys.
The way, real quickly, can I just jump in?
Yeah.
I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
8 okay. years old when I went to the Bronx for the first time. Okay. I'm wearing Oshkosh Bagosh, all right? Thurman Munson, Ron Guidry. I'm pretty sure it was Pinella, Randolph, Dent, Nettles, Jackson. I don't know who was in center or left, but.
Jackson was there. Reggie Jackson.
It was 1970, probably 78, 79, right around the Son of Sam time. So if you ever seen that series, it's unbelievable. You've seen that.
Yeah. So I can tell you this.
So yeah, I'm not. I didn't phone it in from Des Moines, Iowa. My mother grew up in Stanford, Connecticut, so that's why.
I phoned in from Des Moines, Iowa, because my dad was a Yankees fan because he was a big Reggie Jackson fan.
There you go.
So I grew up watching Yankees. My brother, however, is a Red Sox fan.
Really?
But I think he's an asshole.
Did you? He fell one too many times, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, he's a Red Sox fan and whoever won the year before.
Yeah. So those are his teams. I remember he used to be a Colts fan for a while.
But I do remember this. The last time I watched the Yankee game with Chance, it was Game 7 against the Boston Red Sox in the series where we were up 3-0.
Yeah.
And Boston won 4 straight. And the 7th game we watched at Francie's.
Yeah, you want to know something
and
ridiculous about that?
I've never watched a game with them
since. Yeah,
it's the only that, time it's ever happened in
yeah,
in
that's where Schilling and he literally had the Red Sox. I mean, it's just like
series, yeah.
I mean, if if somebody had a baseball bat that could take it to that kid.
Yeah, we need to be I was trying to call Nancy Kerrigan's up.
That was.
I mean, Tonya Harding. Guys,
thank you.
You guys beat him the year before when Boone went yard.
Well, and the other, that was 04, right?
Yeah.
04. Yeah, because, man, we were on a little bit of a run there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I do appreciate people not liking Yankee fans. Yeah. I'm down with that.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah, but I literally have gravel from the old stadium.
That's pretty cool.
In my office. Oh. I've got an autographed Joe Torre picture. I mean, it's just like, that's why I always go deep when people are like, how are – there were only four channels on when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
What? And when you're good, you get on the TV a lot, right? So I'm a Cowboys fan because down there on that time, and I know B is too. But I'm not that big a Cowboys fan. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'd probably get shredded for this.
America's team.
Yeah, I know. I'll probably get shredded for this. I know that the 49ers, rather, are playing the Cowboys. I'm actually going to be rooting for Brock. I'm not going to lie.
49ers are going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
I think that story is actually really, really quite cool.
I mean, there's going to be a movie out in 3 years of Brock Purdy this season, especially if they go to the Super Bowl.
Well, it can't be any worse than the Kurt Warner movie. So.
Whoa.
I mean, great. That's good as the Kurt Warner movie.
Easy. Don't be hitting the homeboys in the mouth like that. It's all good. I haven't seen it, but I do need to see that.
The movie looked terrible. That's why I don't mind Kurt Warner. The movie looked awful.
So I watched the preview, and I'm like, he's playing the Unidome, but he's playing outside. What the heck is going
on? Oh, no. They did that?
Yeah.
Well, that's a mess. They can't do that.
That's bad director right there.
Yeah,
you got to be like.
So, I sent you a few episodes. I don't know if you had a chance to watch any or not.
I did.
So we do a little segment, second part of the show called The Blitz.
I didn't see this part.
That's okay.
You know what else you're missing?
Huh?
Where's the eight ball?
It's in one of the bags over there.
Okay.
Cody, you want to grab the eight ball?
And the other thing I thought about was.
Thank you.
You call it the eight ball, but.
Well,
you don't use it for real.
Let me ask you a question before we go into the Blitz, and I know you'll know this answer. It's called Ask the 8-Ball because of David Putty, who is from what show?
No.
Seinfeld.
Okay.
Aren't you a Seinfeld guy?
I'm not.
No.
Oh, man. Sorry.
God, classic backfire.
So for
at that time when Seinfeld was kicking, what years were that? I don't want to mess this up. 90s,
early 90s.
93, 99 or something like that.
Yeah, I was trying to, I was working on other things.
Yeah.
Like finding females and, radio career.
Yeah. I was at home doing homework.
Yeah, I wasn't watching
Seinfeld. You weren't doing homework.
I watched a few episodes.
His name was homework at the time.
Yeah.
So back to the
Anyway, so when we were, we started just during quarantine or lockdown, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The summer of 2020.
Yeah, right. Let's just leave it at that, please.
Yeah, and we were bored, so we're just like, let's start a podcast. Because Cody's been wanting to start one forever. I'm like, I'm too busy on time. So right before we got locked down, me and him went to Guitar Center and just bought equipment.
Right? All right. Cool. I love
This wasn't our original mix. We had one way shittier than this.
Before. Yeah.
So we bought equipment. We started it. And then we're like, what are we going to call this show? And then finally, we're just sitting there watching Seinfeld, and I'm like, dude, David Putty's the best character.
Putty is
great. He has a line in there where he wears a leather jacket with the 8-ball in the back. He's like,
it's like
question.
Five different leather colors. Good
question, that's the 8-ball.
That's the 8-ball.
So like, that's a great name. We'll call it that, because our show's really about nothing.
Yeah. So I got him for Christmas that year. I got him the same exact jacket.
Yeah, still in my closet.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever worn it. But.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, I have. Okay, well, let's go into the Blitz now.
Talk to me.
Hot, hike!
It's a blitz.
So the Blitz is going to ask you 5 to 7 questions, rapid fire.
Uh-oh.
And then it'll ask me those same questions after that.
I got six questions.
We'll compare answers. Six questions. All right.
Okay.
Six questions. Rapid fire. I'll ask you all the questions. Then we'll ask Cody all the questions.
And then he gets to think about his answers. And
then we compare answers.
Yeah, I get an advantage. Even though he's only won once.
Yeah, so he's won once maybe.
Oh, wow. This is a competition. Stand by.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Is this trivia?
It's not music trivia. I will not win out.
All right.
Question one. Name one pro athlete or celebrity you'll defend no matter what until the day you die.
Derek Jeter.
I love it. Question two. According to Urban Dictionary, what is the Cousin Eddie?
The Cousin Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh, I should know this answer.
According to Urban Dictionary.
The Cousin Eddie?
Yep.
Oh, Christ. I don't know. The Cousin Eddie. I could see the answer. It's right there, but I can't. It's not coming out. What is it?
Well,
no,
that's what we'll find out. We'll find out. All right, we'll move on. Cody, you might get a point.
Yeah,
you're in luck here. You might get a point right now.
He's he's busy thinking about that. Go ahead.
Question.
I'm supposed to guess what that is, right?
Yep. And any answer could be right. You never know. This is the only one with a definitive answer. When it'd be closest to the definitive answer, we'll get the point.
Okay.
Okay, question three, though. We'll move on from that one. Greatest song ever made.
Oh, that's impossible. You can't answer that question.
I think there's one answer, but I could be wrong.
It's definitely one about him.
No, not about me.
The greatest song ever written?
Yeah, gun to your head. Say, pick a song. It's better be a banger or you're done.
Oh.
Greatest song ever made.
You know what business I spent 24 years in, right?
That's why I asked this question.
By the way, you know something? There are more stiffs that you will hear than hits that you will hear. Do you understand that? You'll hear more bad music than you will good music.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
100%. That's why this is an important question. All of your years.
Is this my personal opinion?
Your personal opinion on greatest song ever made. Not what was the biggest hit.
I'll throw one. 41 Dave Matthews Band.
41 Dave Matthews
Band.
Yeah,
went to 27 shows. Met him a couple times. Meeting Carter, that was cool. Carter boyfriend, that was the real deal.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, question four. You can answer this or take the question however you want it. The question is, Ryan Seacrest, Carson Daly, or Elvis Duran? That's the question.
That's a lock.
That's the question?
Elvis Duran.
Okay.
He's the man. Seacrest, he's good. Carson, they're all really, all extremely talented. Elvis and I were tight. He's okay. The man.
Question 11, or no, not 11. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know.
Yeah, question 5. Six and he skipped to 11.
Question okay. 5. Well, because I have them labeled different. My phone. Question 5. In a game of rock, paper, scissors, what is your go-to move?
I play this with my daughter a lot.
Or Rochambeau, some call it.
Yeah, Rochambeau. I rock. I'm going to go with rock.
Rock, okay.
Yeah.
And then other than NSYNC, because we covered this a little bit ago, the coolest / biggest celeb you've ever met?
It's like, you know, it's like Eric Allball. It's like I'd miss one. You know, it's like I said Eric Allball.
That's my stage.
Anyway, so I mean, it's like the coolest one that I've ever met. I mean,
yeah, that's a personal opinion.
No, I know, but it's like, but I've had dinner with Rob Thomas. That was awesome, right? Yeah. But I've also met Billy Joel. And, you know, meeting Gwen Stefani, that was kind of a big deal. Ed Sheeran is, I mean, gingers, bro. You got to stick together, right?
Right.
But, I mean, and I've met Ed a couple times, and he's an absolute. I met John Mayer 5 times. No 2 times are the same.
Right.
I mean, so, I mean, you. The answer is you.
That's
a great answer. That's a great answer.
I just lost the blitz.
Take notes on that great
just
answer.
Lost the blitz.
That was your blitz. Cody, your turn.
I already blew up question number 3. I need to get a point somehow.
Do you want another shot at the cousin Eddie?
It's probably something dirty. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just
Cody, pressure's on.
This is the unhipness of me flying out. I'm sorry.
Cody, question one. Name one pro athlete or celebrity you'll defend no matter what until the day you die.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
All right. Good answer.
Question 2. According to Urban Dictionary, what is the cousin Eddie?
A cousin Eddie is when you get like a preppy kid that has like a sweater vest on and he's got that slick back haircut.
Okay.
That's cousin Eddie.
Wow. Okay.
Another good answer. I'd give him that.
Question 3. Well, it depends if it's going to be close to the actual definition.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
Question 3. Greatest song ever made.
I was originally going to say like something just way off the wall, like Hound Dog by Elvis, but first thing that came to mind, honestly, was Lucky by Britney Spears.
Oh, okay, wow.
Lucky?
BS.
By BS.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that a hit?
I don't
know. There's a B-side. All right, I love it.
Yeah, I don't even.
I love it, okay.
I just remember watching. I thought she was cute back in the day.
You were right.
Yeah.
I don't think.
All right, Cody, answer this however you want. Take the question however you want, I should say. Ryan Seacrest, Carson Daly, or Elvis Duran?
I'm going to say Carson Daly because I remember coming home from school every day at like 3 or 4 when I was in middle school.
Yep.
And they had Well, with TRL, with Carson Daly on.
Yeah.
Yep. Someone said Carson Daly.
I thought he was going to say that, you know, he'd go out drinking. Remember when Carson Daly did the late night show?
Oh, yeah.
He was like, late show. He's like, yeah. I'm coming home.
I was a good kid. I was
I'm not done, ready to go to bed. And there's Carson Daly.
I was home in bed by then.
Interviewing D-list celebs.
Yeah. And he interviewed a lot of cool people. Oh, and he's very musical inclined.
People that
too.
Are cool now, he interviewed. He was like,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
All right. Next question, Cody. In a game of rock, paper, scissors, what is your go-to move?
I would say, in this order, rock, scissors, paper.
Okay. I would agree with that.
Okay. And
paper starts with a P, and so does that other word.
Fair. Last question, Cody. Question six. The coolest and biggest celeb you've ever met?
I don't know about the coolest one would definitely be Bill Murray.
Okay.
Mm.
I would say Peyton Manning would buy me the biggest, though.
Wow. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet Bill?
We'll go through and compare answers.
Yeah.
We'll get there. All right. Blitz is over, fellas. Let's see who wins. Right. Question one.
Here we go.
One pro athlete or celebrity you'll defend no matter what until the day you die. You said Michael Jordan. You said Derek Jeter. Michael Jordan, the second best basketball player of all time. Derek Jeter, the best baseball player of all time.
No.
We'll go with Derek Jeter.
Time out. Who does he think went in front of Jordan?
He's going to say wrong. LeBron.
No, he's going to say Kobe. Kobe.
Listen, mad respect to Kobe.
I love Kobe.
Yes.
I've learned
a lot from that guy. I mean, his lifestyle, his work ethic is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think you need to go generational on that because...
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer because can LeBron play in Jordan's era?
I don't ever want to talk about that.
No, can people play with Bill Magoo. Russell? Can Kareem play in this era?
You did watch The Last Dance, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, absolutely. It was hockey on a basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, to think about going to Detroit and you're like, it's on.
You're getting tackled. I mean, they hit harder on Jordan in that era than they hit in the NFL right now.
Especially a quarterback.
That's why Steph Curry shoots half court shots now.
Right.
But it's so unbelievable to think how nasty it was.
Oh, and Bill Lambert loved it. I love hearing Bill Lambert's part of it because he's just like, we were out there just to hurt Lambeer. Sorry.
Yeah.
We were out there to hurt him.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's basketball.
Yeah, I love it.
You have that mindset? Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
So,
I'm derailing your bit here.
Derek Jeter, better answer.
So I want to say this. I hate the Yankees as a team, but I love, like, Derek Jeter. I love Babe Ruth. I love,
Mantle.
Like, a lot of their players I really like. Mickey Mantle. All those guys. I love those guys, but I just hate
A-Rod.
The Yankees. I don't like A-Rod.
Well,
He messed up
with J-Lo, so he's on mission.
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, I met J-Lo. She was a sweetheart.
That should have been your answer. You would have won the point for sure if you would have said J-Lo.
That's his number one celebrity
J-Lo.
All time.
We'll pretend that's your
really?
Answer.
Yeah. Dude, we hung out with J-Lo. I'll tell you about that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Please. We'll go an extra time.
She's darling.
You're
down one.
She's got an unbelievable ass. It's not.
A lot of assets. Personality's great.
Oh, you know, mad ass.
No. I still, to this day, will say that Shakira did a better job at the Super Bowl than J-Lo did.
Okay, you're cut off.
She looks so good.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. Looks so good.
She danced better.
Guys, let me tell you something. Super Bowl, Schmooper Bowl, all right? My favorite Super Bowl story when it comes to musical acts, Maroon 5. I was talking to a couple friends of mine. You know Emery Songer and Alex Mack? You know Alex Mack used to work at Alt back in the day?
So
I told him, like, what song are they going to come out with? And I told him, I go, it's going to be Harder to Breathe, Maroon 5. You don't know that record, but it was a freaking banger. It was a great song. Anyway.
Harder to Breathe.
Shakira, yeah. I mean.
She looks so good.
Super Bowl performances next.
Yeah. Question two. Cody, down with nothing.
This is not question three.
Yes, he's not three.
No, question two, because that was the pro athlete or celeb one. Question two, Urban Dictionary. What is the cousin Eddie? You said something dirty.
Yeah, I said, yeah.
Cody, you said a guy with a
preppy, like, frat boy with a sweater vest and hair.
This is hard to decide which answer is closer, because the answer, according to Urban Dictionary, is it's a code name for marijuana commonly used by teenagers that smoke weed. Using the sentence, Max, close your mouth and let's go hang out with Cousin Eddie.
So it's not really dirty.
It's not dirty.
That's what I'm saying. So it's tough to see which one's closer.
Call
it a wash.
I think it's a preppy code word for, so I should win that.
Well, yeah. I would say maybe that preppy kid wants to
Okay, do it.
Go have a blunt.
Chance to give me a point. But, give you the
but
point.
No, I'm not giving the point.
Oh, yeah. Nope,
no
it's
shot
a wash.
In hell. It's 0.5, 0.5.
1.5 is 0.5. 1.5 is 0.5.
There we go.
All right.
Sure game.
Question 3, greatest song ever made. Cody, you said Lucky by Britney Spears. You could have had a lot of answers and probably beat his answer because I hate Dave Matthews Band, and it's a biased question. But that's not a good song.
It was the first thing that popped to mind just because we were talking about it. I was really originally trying to think, it's like, oh, Elvis would have been like a weird one, but like Eminem popped.
What's
in
honestly
my head.
Your sure. favorite song?
My favorite song of all time?
Yeah. Greatest song ever made. Your favorite
Hallelujah.
Song?
Hallelujah.
That's a great record.
Yeah.
And whose version? There, right?
Yeah, there's a million of them. So it used to always be, what was it, James Wright or something like that? I think his name. But then the country guy, Brett Eldridge came out with a version that I absolutely loved.
So yeah, I mean, I could say off of 5150, Summer Nights from Van Halen.
Also,
that song's an unbelievable hit.
Kansas.
I like that because I love Van Halen.
Dust in the Wind?
No.
Here's what we're going to do, because I don't like either of your answers.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with you, but I don't like the question. You know what you should do? Next time you do this, you should let us cheat on that test just a little bit so we can hammer through it. Let's give you like top three. Not that I'm trying to tell you how to run your own business.
Here's how we do it. Here's how we do it. To split up the tiebreak on this, because I'll tell you my answer after this. Top three.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, if you think about it, there are so many. I mean, Kashmir is a freaking jam.
Excellent
I mean, and
song.
Not to mention, you know, yeah.
MP Diddy redid it.
By the way, I have an iPod. Remember those things? 2007, it's a video iPod. And you're looking at me like, gosh, he came in here with a walker, right? Yeah, he did. So, I mean,
that was tough.
There are 25,000 records on that thing.
At least you didn't have a Zune.
I don't know what that is.
It was like
Microsoft.
It was like a poor people's
iPod. Oh, no. That's a no-no square. No. But anyway, I mean, there's so many records. You can't get through them all, but it's like, I mean, dude, Neo, I mean, where do you want to go? There's so many.
My second favorite song of all time is Carry On With My Wayward Son.
Okay. That's a great song.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
What's
my answer.
Answer? Yeah, I want to know.
Call this a squash again. So
a squash.
Another 0.5. So it's 2-1. Right now. The correct answer was Careless Whisper by George Michael. Obviously the correct answer. He's never going to dance again. Actually, because he's dead too. He's never going to dance again.
God, love him.
Greatest song ever made.
But no, you know something? George Michael. George Michael had a song called Father.
Yeah, just Father, yeah.
Yeah. That was a banger. Yeah. What else? I mean,
anything by Kenny G.
Cody, if you were smart, because you know this.
Not a lot of lyrics in those songs.
Yeah. No.
You know this about me. If you were smart, you would have named any Foo Fighters song.
True.
Yeah, see, that's, true. I mean, yeah, I mean, there's.
Because, like I said, these are opinionated questions.
Yeah, very true.
Foo Fighters, the greatest band of all time.
Neon from John Mayer. Unbelievable. Lyrically sound.
I do like John Mayer.
I mean, see, here's the thing. At the end of the day, you got to get in the dirt.
Yeah.
And the lyrics is in the dirt. I mean, Michael Tenpenny?
I don't know, Michael.
Truth About You?
I don't know.
It's a country record. You like country music?
Yeah, I love country music.
Can't tell you this, though. There is one
that's
song.
That's a banger. You know the song? Yeah. Truth About You?
Yeah. I don't know, like, word for word, but I know the song.
If you read the lyrics, of course, you're guys. That's the thing. That's not a problem, but dudes don't listen to lyrics.
Yeah, lyrics is a female
that's
trait.
I mean, yeah. So when we would program the station, I'm like, every time a record, I'm like, give me the lyrics. I want to know what they're hearing, right?
Yeah.
Dudes, we listen to beats.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the best beat in a record.
Right.
Queens, We Will Rock You. There's a good beat.
Queen, excellent band.
Anyway, but that's also a great record.
That's fair.
Go ahead, sorry.
Next question. Ryan Seacrest, Carson Daly, Elvis Duran. You said Carson Daly.
Yeah.
You said Elvis Duran.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest was my answer. Elvis Duran was number 2, Carson Daly 3.
Why do you say Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest has been second.
Ryan Seacrest, I love Ryan Seacrest. I think he's the most talented individual.
By the way,
host wise, everything wise,
you are not wrong. I mean,
that guy
is
so good at everything he does.
Locked in, than I mean, it's unbelievable how locked in that cat is. But here's the thing, though: those three guys aren't the same three guys at all.
No, not at all. Well, I was just thinking, guys, that I just threw out radio.
Duran, hands down, morning show. Forget about it.
I met at Ohana. Who's with you?
That's right.
Tiff was starstruck and couldn't speak actual sentences.
Oh, this was recently.
This was
It was four years ago. It was 2018. I believe it was
5.
Like 2019.
It was 20.
That's probably. It was the same 2019 or 2018.
It was 19. Yeah, because he always came in the odd years. Yeah. We started in 2009, in 10, yeah. So,
yeah. So it's 22.
But no, I mean, but that guy, hands down, is the sweetest person
fantastic
you've ever met. I mean, and yeah, I mean, I love him to death.
I don't listen to a lot of FM radio really anymore, but I will tune into Elvis Duran in the morning because I think his show is super entertaining.
It is.
Yeah. And Carson Daly.
That, their whole show is awesome.
I grew up on Carson Daly. He was great on TRL.
I would say Carson Daly, Ryan Seacrest, and then Elvis Duran.
But Carson does a good job on the voice. But yeah, Seacrest is just, forget about it. It's obnoxious.
Yeah.
How good that cat is. I mean,
that's why
Kelly and Bruno Ryan, Mars, excellent show.
Hate Bruno Mars, but he's good at everything he puts out is good. Like,
Bruno
God,
Mars, I'll tell you what, Bruno Mars is one of the best concerts I've ever seen in my
life. Yeah,
really?
By the way.
Saw him in St. Paul and Uncle Charlie Wilson.
I don't doubt it. He was great at everything.
And he was
He's legit awesome. Ridiculous. Saw him in Kansas City.
Yeah, one of the easily top three best concerts I've ever been to.
I wouldn't doubt it. I just like.
And that, yeah, that guy's a performer. Oh, yeah. He's solid.
Cody, you're down 3-1. The game of rock, paper, scissors. What's your go-to move? You guys both said rock. Another tie.
Yeah, I like rock and show.
1.5.
But yeah, I don't do paper.
No.
Yeah, you want to beat me?
Yeah. One question left. Coolest and biggest celeb you ever met. You said the coolest was
Bill Murray.
Which I was with you when we met
him. Dude, that is very
cool. Bill
Murray
was awesome. We met him 1908 downtown, and when they were here for basketball.
So we were trying to get into 1908. We were waiting in the entryway, and Bill walks up with his grandson.
No, he was standing in front of us. They got there before us. And he was just standing there. They're waiting.
Was he?
Yeah, they were trying to get a table or whatever, but the servers didn't know who the fuck he was.
Of course not.
And so we're standing there like, holy shit.
Shive much?
What's up, Bill Murray?
I'm like, Bill Murray. I go, Marshall. That's Bill Murray. That's Bill Murray.
Right.
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, he'll say something to him. I go, hi, Bill.
Yeah, we asked like, him. Hey, nervous.
Dude, he's the coolest man.
Oh, yeah, he was super nice. And we're like, hey, can we get a picture? He's like, honestly, no, just because I'm with my family. And if I take a picture with you guys, then everyone's going to take a picture.
I'm just trying to get food for my, you know, my grandson.
I get that, man. But it's nice meeting you. Because his brother coached for Louisville?
Louisville.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to take a picture, but I'm like, he was so polite and so nice. I don't want to be that douchebag. Just like, I'm taking a picture anyways.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they go to New York, because people respect them.
Yeah.
It's really kind of interesting. There's just a little bit like, you know, if they allow you to do something, then okay, great. If not, then don't.
Yeah.
But he was super nice. And
I bet.
He goes, hey, what's your name? I go, Cody. He goes, nice to meet you, man. What are you guys doing here? You know, we're from here, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, well, you know, great to meet you guys. See you next time or something like that. And then they went and got in their SUV. And
that's awesome. That's awesome.
You said the biggest celeb you ever met was
probably,
Peyton Manning.
Probably Peyton Manning.
When did you meet
that's
Peyton?
A good one.
In high school. So I grew up just south of TRV.
Okay.
So Dallas was just getting into the league with Peyton.
So I'm saying, you say TRV, help me out with that.
Twin River Valley, Livermore, Bode, where he lives now.
Okay.
And he used to work on the farm for the girl I was dating at the time, her dad.
Okay.
And he came back and was having dinner with them. She said, hey, do you want to have dinner with me and my dad, meet Dallas? Like, I met Dallas a dozen times because he was over at Iowa Central and all that. And
You said Dallas?
Dallas Clark.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's first naming him.
You got to frame this up.
Sorry.
Now, we know.
I
figured you were talking about Dallas Clark, but
yeah,
I don't
know. His brother, Dan Clark.
Yeah. Okay.
Coached at Iowa Central for a lot of years.
Nice.
And I knew him from going to camps there and stuff
like
that.
Okay, cool.
And I'd met Dallas because he played, like, our schools were rival high schools kind of thing.
Awesome.
And
he's the man. Go Hawks.
And she said, well, he's bringing one of his friends to dinner. You should come. I'm like, okay.
One of his friends.
Yeah.
That when Peyton was in town doing it?
I never met him, so I don't know.
No, this was back when I was in high school. So this would have been.
Yeah. You know, Peyton did a function here for.
Yeah.
He did an event. My grandpa met him up at Bode Livermore, where Dallas lives now.
Okay.
A golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's really a pro-am, but my grandpa met him, and he was there, like, shaking hands with everybody. But
so he was cool, down to earth?
He was probably the most intelligent guy I ever met, like, super nice. I was just, like, starstruck. And then I started asking, like, I'm like, I'm going to quiz him. You know, I'm going to get this guy.
Oh, here we go.
And he was, like, explaining, breaking it down that even my dumbass could understand. Like, it was so unbelievable.
So this is how fast I am. I got late to the Peyton and Eli broadcast.
Oh yeah.
How do you watch it any other way?
Yeah, like if you're watching it at home, that's the way to watch.
That's
it.
That's exactly right.
It's the best way to
but
watch.
I mean,
it. It's
just,
so
but
good.
It is so clever. And I like the guest aspect.
Because Monday Night Football games are 80% of the time not that great of games, and they're like, do it.
Yeah.
Last night's game sucked. Honestly, the game sucked. Not I don't care about the outcome. The game was boring.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't a back and forth. So
it
was
a four.
And they had a Manning cast last night.
They did a Manning cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I watched a little bit.
But your answer for coolest and biggest celeb was
I said Gwen. I threw Gwen in there.
Yeah.
Then in my late number was J-Lo. And you like that
yep.
piece.
There we go. Winner.
Yeah.
Winner. 25 points for that last answer. Cody,
yeah, but you
lost.
Didn't get to meet J-Lo.
This is hilarious.
But he did.
Why didn't you set him up? Why didn't he set up meeting? I hooked you up with meeting the
I now know how to win the Blitz. Just figure out what Eric likes.
Yeah, yes.
And get in that room.
That's all you got to do.
We've been almost 100 episodes. And I've only figured it out once.
Can I tell you this? Since I didn't get me J-Lo.
Listen, that was in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And the funny part about Lisa and actually, we dressed up for the show. We're literally like, J-Lo's at the light. We're right here. I mean, yeah. No. And after the show, so we're kind of dressed up. And what do I always tell you? Meet and greets, stay to the back. Stay to the back, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a problem when you stay to the back. Sometimes the back becomes the front.
Yeah.
So Lisa and I are first in the meet and greet. So we go up and say hello, blah, 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 blah. And then... When we're done, we don't leave because we look, I mean, literally, we're not like in suit and a dress, but we're, you know.
We're wearing the suit or the dress.
I would, yeah. This guy. We're not wearing that high, but I mean, we're not in concert gear, right? So anyway, so we're just kind of hanging out. We just stick around. And the gentleman we're with, he's like, Chester's like, just hang tight. And sure enough, when it was all said and done, we sat there and talked to her for probably 10 minutes.
So is that why you hang to the back? Because like she like gets through everybody,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
shakes her out the last.
Stick the back and yeah, because it depends on what it is. And trust me, it's been a minute since I've been in one. But yeah, usually.
Has it ever backfired? And they're like they got like so many people are there, they got to leave, and you don't get to meet them at all.
You know, here's another one. Usher.
Usher'd be cool.
So I mean, now Usher was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This was like early on. We're talking to like. 2000, 1999, 2002, right around Yeah, My Boo,
yeah.
All those records are off, yeah. Right? Just, I mean, yeah, 9 million sold or whatever. But we're in the meet and greet. It's taken forever. And we get up, Lisa and I get up to him, and I'm like, Usher, this is my girlfriend. Lisa and whatever. We start talking, and he's like, so how are things going? Good. And he's like, how are the records? And I just went through them. I said, this is in a B rotation. I'm probably about another four or five weeks. We'll move it to power. And one of his handlers come over and he goes, okay, guys, it's time for you to go. And he looks at him and he goes, no, it's not. They can stay.
Usher did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's the thing about Usher. He minds his business. He knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows when your plane spins and it speaks to him. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. And that's, you know, you got to be in that game. So.
Yeah. Especially like in the early 2000s, I liked Usher and Neo and all those guys. Yeah. I listened to that kind of music.
Before we go into our actual commercials, oh, sponsors.
Here we go.
I'll tell you this. My favorite celeb I ever met, not even a big name, but the coolest guy, and I met him at the radio station. He did a little Live in the Lounge concert.
Yeah.
Ryan Cabrera.
Yeah. That was a fun one, wasn't it?
Honestly, the most down-to-earth, coolest dude there was. He's now married to Alexa Bliss, who's in WWE.
Yeah.
By the way, do you remember that night?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, dude, that was the first lounge we ever did.
Yeah.
We did it live on the radio. I mean, that was a lot of fun. Waz cut some of his hair. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And they saved it in a baggie, and everyone was in the lounge just flipped out. It
was
so funny.
Dude, he was just like a down-to-earth. Like, he's a California boy, but he was so down-to-earth.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, he was just excited. He's like, oh, thanks. He was dating Ashley Simpson at the time,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And he was just, he had the song On the Way Down. Like,
yeah. It was really, a banger. Only like it was a good record.
He had. But
you know, we went to dinner that night?
I didn't go to dinner with you guys, but.
We went to Ohana.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
And he was with two other guys. And they ate every single dessert after eating on Ohana. I mean,
that's a lot.
One meal, yeah, is half a meal. It's full enough. No,
Ohana.
And then they're like, they ate every dessert. He didn't make it out of there without letting it go. So,
and then the biggest celeb I met was with Steve Woz. We went to we were at
Steve Wozniak,
who's friends with the Miz.
Yeah,
they grew up in Parma, Ohio together. we were at Betts Auditorium.
Yeah,
and they had WWE there. And we got to meet John Cena.
Oh, were you with Josh?
No, it was me and Waz. This was,
oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You were with Waz, okay.
Yeah, it was me and Waz. We met John Cena. Because he sent me this photo like 2 years ago, and I kind of forgot about it. I was like, I remember meeting John Cena, but I was like, I wish I would have got a photo.
That's
and then
too
Waz
funny.
Sent me the photo like 2 years ago, and I'm
did
like.
Did you just sit there and ball? Did you cry? Did you cry for a little bit? just sad?
What? Yeah,
there
that's,
he
that's
is.
Pretty exciting.
That is cool.
Yeah. So that was awesome. But let's roll into our sponsors, so we'll come back. We'll do more. Lola's, you've had it.
Oh, yeah.
You're a hot sauce guy.
I am a hot sauce guy. I don't know if I have.
So we've got.
Well, this is a good time to get you turned on to
the originals right here. We've got...
they have so many products now.
Some nuts.
What are you, nuts? All right. Oh, ghost pepper peanuts.
Yeah,
coffee.
So they're inside all every Hy-Vee.
Mayo.
They're teamed up with Bebops. Oh. They got a spicy mayo Bebops, plus it's sold in Hy-Vees now.
All right. Are these partying gifts? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is a new one we got today. I haven't tried it yet. I want to try this, but mango, ginger, scotch.
Yeah. Had me a ginger.
So all their products are inside Hy-Vees. They're partnering up with Casey's and Come & Go, so they have products inside both.
Do they ever...
They're inside Lowe's.
Do they ever sing the song, L-O-L-A? I mean, we should really think about putting that into the commercial.
We'll pitch that to Tafik.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
See what he says.
What are the other two?
Got
salsa and...
Salsa.
Yep. They have salsas. They have a margarita mix. They have a Bloody Mary mix.
They got cookies now, too.
Yep. So they're everywhere.
You all had me at Lola.
All across the country.
Yep.
They're in other countries. Also, if you don't want to go to a store for whatever reason because you're lazy...
Don't like
people.
You
can go lolasfinehotsauce.com, use promo code AskTheEightBall, 10% off your purchase.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Also, big thanks to the Irish in West Glen for having us. Beautiful, fun bar. Weekends they have DJs. They got a smoker's patio if you're into cigars.
Like some good cigars.
I'd love to have a cigar out there.
Yeah. They got everything out there. They got a full bar out there, too. They got golden tea. They got the shuffleboard.
They have bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I found a guitar pick.
That's true. Yeah. They have bands here, too. All kinds of stuff. Check them out, West Glen and West Des Moines. And here's a quick word from both sponsors. We'll be right back.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce, a generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code AskTheEightBall for 10% off your purchase.
Because he's also on Boy Meets World, too.
Oh, well.
For a season or two.
Sold there. Yeah, sold. Biggest celebrity I ever met, Eric from Boy Meets World.
I did meet Eric. I was probably the happiest I ever was. I couldn't stop smiling for like 4 hours.
Oh, man.
It's so funny.
Welcome back, guys. Thanks to our sponsors, Lola's, the world's best hot sauce.
L-O-L-A.
And the world's best spicy mayo, because every time I go to Bebop's, I get that on the side. I dip my fries in it.
Dude, fantastic. Spicy mayo. You had me at spicy mayo.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That sounds tasty.
You can have the bottle if you want it.
I'd love it.
Our gift to you.
Is that a parting gift?
That's a parting gift.
That's what I'd like.
Your payment for coming on.
Don't worry. You'll get that bill.
Yeah.
That invoice is coming.
Yeah, as long as it's like, just never got to pay it, no interest accruing, we'll be good.
Yeah, we'll treat it like a speed camera bill. We just won't pay it.
Hey, I'll treat it like my Babe Ruth card. I'll just never get rid of it.
There you go. Perfect.
Put it in the plastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's never good.
Yeah. Put it in.
Also, big thank you to the Irish and West Glen for having us. Beautiful, beautiful. Also fun. And fantastic, fantastic whiskey selection.
Great venue
also.
If you want to rent it out, holiday events, things like that.
Yeah,
like that.
Whatever you need. We had our holiday party here once.
I bet you they make a mean Manhattan here, or old fashioned.
Fantastic drinks.
Yes.
You makes the best old fashioned in town?
This
Cody
guy.
Cody King.
Oh, no.
Cody King read it on Yelp just yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Stand by. How do you roll it?
I can't tell you my secret.
Really?
Ooh, I like it.
Secret recipe.
Come on.
Secret family recipe. Right. It's a King family recipe.
Seriously.
Now generations from Kentucky.
By the way, I'm sorry. I did not bring my boots. The shit is getting thick in here. I don't have my boots on.
Look, I know what ingredients we have available at Wellman's Ingersoll, so I know what you probably put in it.
Yeah. Note to self. My old-fashioned game is young.
I was slow, and I got creative with that one, so that one's a little different than what I normally make.
Okay.
So. Do you go so far to peel the orange rind in it and throw it in there?
I didn't for that one, no.
Bad job out of you.
Yeah.
Just kidding. What about, you don't mush the cherry, do you?
That one I believe I did.
That's a no-no square also. So
that's the best no-no song square. Ever. No, don't dust me there. That is my no-no square.
Greatest song ever made. Greatest you should have said that, Cody. You could have got another point. Signed. You could have got another point on the blitz.
Oh my God, you know what's so funny? I got to be careful about who I say that to because, I mean, my 13-year-old, right? He came home singing that song. I'm like, what the hell are you saying right now? Can you slow that thing down? I want to know exactly what you're saying. And I'm like, and of course, my daughter starts laughing because, I mean, it's technically sound as far as they use it for a particular person or purpose. But it's just like, problem is I pick up on the part, I'm like, and I say all the time, I'm like, oh, that's a no-no square.
Yeah.
But no, so, I mean. I don't mush the cherry and I but I like the orange rind in it, but then obviously square,
what's that?
Cube square?
No, we don't have those.
Square cube and then bitters, smash it into there.
Yeah.
Woodward's
good, yeah.
Yeah. Basil Hayden.
I honestly don't remember the customer, so I'm just gonna guess that I put Templeton in there.
I like Four Roses. Four Roses is good.
Okay, so last but not least, and I'll leave you alone. You do use Ass Square Rock, correct?
We don't have those at English.
No, it's just because we don't. No.
On Amazon, I'm going to give you a parting gift. On Amazon, just go buy the molds.
Yeah?
Yeah, they have circle molds and square molds. The square molds are a lot better.
Hey, keep your receipt. I'll bill him.
Don't worry. I'll double back. I'll get it back. It's okay. But I'm just saying, seriously, that's going to impress him. But I'm telling you what, the single rock, that's the way you should roll.
It at home. I would do it differently than what but it's at a bar, and only had to go with what ingredients we have there.
Right. I got you. No,
so let's
good.
Let's double back here real quick. We were talking during the blitz, and you made a couple of lingo that I knew what it meant.
Uh-oh.
But I feel like the average person probably doesn't know what it means. You're talking about stuff with Usher, and you said his song's probably a B right now.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a power soon.
Yeah. So
what exactly does that mean for people who want to know what a B or a power is?
Well, basically, I mean, you have songs that are in categories, right? I mean, and they start out in act one category and they grow from there if they're successful as far as that goes. So what I was talking about is like, you know, I'll use Kiss as an example because it's easy. I mean, we have A's are powers, B's are subpower, they call subpower. C is a power recurrent. That usually is a song that's done very well and it's starting to come down. A D is a brand new song. And then E is a recurrent, and F is a gold, which basically a recurrent is. So the life of a song basically goes like this, right? It starts in, sometimes people have another a new category, but it starts in D, which is a brand new song, right? New to you. If you it starts in D and then it goes to B. B will go to A, and then A will go to C, and then C will go to E, and if it's lucky, E will go to F. So as an example, in D, you need to probably spin that in prime, probably a good 150 times before you're going to put it into B. B should be shopping anywhere between 250, 300, maybe even more now.
That spins a week.
That's a spin. No, those are total spins of a song. Total spins.
When you say spins, time is played on
time
the radio.
Time is played on the radio,
I don't know if there's a time span on it.
Well, I mean, it depends. I mean, there's usually a time span, yeah. But it's like some records fly up the chart, right? I mean, like some records, you know, sometimes I think there's one or two we've thrown straight into power.
Yeah.
But we were talking about Bruno Mars a little bit ago. Just the Way You Are, that thing flew.
Yeah.
Flew. And it all depends on how the song tests. And that's, you know, the ears and who likes it. But, I mean, in power, you're going to probably spin that thing in power 1,500, 2,000 times. And then it goes to power recurrent for probably another 1,000. Or, you know, but it's like you talk about songs like Lifehouse, Hanging by a Moment.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get rid of it. Went all the way through. Still a gold to the day. Probably still tests.
Like, if you listen to FM radio, you'll hear, like, you listen in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, you're going to hear the same, like, you might hear the same song every time you listen to it.
Right.
You could.
This was a thing that when I worked at the radio, people all the time were like, you know, like, we always try to listen, but it's the same fucking songs all the time.
Yeah.
And that was always the biggest thing. And I tried to explain to people, and correct me if I'm wrong. I tried to explain to people, it's because the mentality is when people are listening to the radio, they're punching in and out. They're not just listening for 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
Whatever. So they're punching in and out. So when they're punching in and out, you want to make sure the best songs that are out at that time are playing.
So are they punching in and out because they're changing the station?
That's definitely part of it. The other thing is, you know, you're in the hit music business, right? You're playing hits just like Eric said. So at the end of the day, when you punch in and punch out, you know, time spent listening, that's what they call how much time somebody's going to spend listening, right? I mean, you look at commute times in Des Moines. I mean, you got to live. I mean, I get on a Jordan Creek Parkway, right?
Yeah.
And I go down to East 6th. So that's 17 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I want to, at 5 a.m., it's 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But at 7:30, it could be 20.
Yeah.
At 8, it could be 25. So you don't have, I mean, that's only really one, if you look at a clock, that's only one quarter hour, okay?
Yeah.
So one 15-minute section block. So, but at the end of the day, yeah, those powers, you want to play them often, but you also want to be careful how you play them when you play them. You don't play them the exact same time, day over day over day.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
So if you lived in, say, Chicago,
mm-hmm.
would that, because the commute time is so much longer, would that affect how you play, how often you play a song?
Well, you want to hear, you wouldn't necessarily hear a local station Oh, you mean from, I thought you meant driving to Chicago, sorry.
No, yeah.
He's talking about, you're in New York, you're in Chicago.
Yeah.
So to answer that question, it's very possible if you had a 90-minute commute.
Yeah.
You could hear the same song twice, sure, because it's a power.
Yeah.
But nine times out of ten, it's probably one you want to hear because it's a power.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we weren't playing Stitch that.
Yeah.
And of course, here's the other thing, too. You always hear the song you don't like more. And you never hear the song you love enough.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why they're calling, like, you play this way too much because you like that. Well, which one do you like? Like, we play this, it could be in the same category, we play it the same amount of times, but it's just, it's also psychological.
For me, I think it's like, right. I listen to something like, this is an awesome song, and then 2 weeks later I listen to it, like, dude, I fucking hate the song, it's been played a billion times.
Well, it has been played a billion times, but that's your mind messing with your matter, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So but,
I know it's a decent amount, because I listen to Colin Coward a lot. I love his show, so I listen to him. But I'll put my earbuds in. I'm at work, like, doing ordering and stuff, or, like, driving. So I'll put that in. Or if I run into Costco or something, I'll have him in listening. The last times, he's talking about the same shit each hour. And I'm like, I just fucking heard you talking about Tom Brady last hour.
Let me ask you, same content?
Not the exact same, but similar topic. And I'm like, why are you doing that? I'm like, oh, because people are punching in.
Let me cheat on the test here. That's what they call recycling.
Yeah.
You recycle a bit, right? Because, yes, Eric. Yeah. I mean, somebody that dives in at 7 o'clock every day, most people live by schedule, right?
Yeah.
Got to be at work at a certain time.
Yep.
Got to go. You got to pick up your kids at a certain time. That, and the other. I mean, there's some systematic to that, right? Well, we understand that. So then you find those pockets, and you just change them up every day. But if you sit there, like you said, you're not going to necessarily listen to 3 hours of the herd, right? Or whatever. Or 2 hours of the herd, whatever. But it's like, I mean, those 2 hours, they'll run those 2 hours and they'll run the exact same 2 hours right after those 2 hours. But, you know, you're talking about 2 hour separation. Yeah. And the chances of you hearing the same stuff, very rare.
I think that's, like you said, your mind over your matter. Because I remember growing up as a kid, ESPN would play SportsCenter starting at 8 o'clock. Yep. And they'd play the exact same one at 9 and 10. Yep. And I love that. I love sports. I could memorize it, and then I would just fall asleep because I knew it was going to happen, you know? And I feel like that's the same thing with radio.
Not necessarily, because those shows were lock, stock, barreled, the exact same broadcast, right? The fun thing was, at the end of it, they're like, okay, we're starting another SportsCenter, and 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Wipe SportsCenter, and they start and roll, right? You know, music radio is a little bit like that. There's definitely differential. I mean, you know, we always tried to do... I use the phrase unpredictable predictability, right? You need to be as unpredictable as possible because you're already predictable.
Yeah.
They already know you're going to bang hits, but you got to do the most unpredictable things at that time, day over day. I mean, it's an unconscious subconscious.
Okay.
Okay. It's not something that you necessarily think hard about, but it is something that unconsciously you just feel.
Yeah.
And really, it's all about feel.
Now, is the order and all that stuff made up by the DJ, or is it made up by the station manager or the
program director?
Yeah. Program director. Okay.
So, go ahead, Eric. It's fine. You elaborate on that. That's fine.
I'll put it in common folk terms. So, the program director, which would have been Greg at the time, so he's going in, he's placing his powers and spots, his Bs, you know, his goals, everything.
We call that, we'd slot our A's.
So, he's basically, the DJ's not going in there and be like, I'm going to play these songs during my show, and it's going to be, you know, like, I'm going to play a Taylor Swift song here, and then I'm going to play a Dr. Dre. Like, no, you don't get that choice. It goes in there, and you have your slots where you talk. So it's basically set up like, hey, you're talking here, you're talking here, you're talking here.
Right.
You have these points that you need to sell for ads. Here's your spot where you can be yourself, throw in a joke or whatever, but the songs are in there. You're not getting your own choice. You're Ryan Seacrest, you could probably say, do you have Bruno Mars, my buddy, we're throwing his new song
in. No, he can't.
No?
Maybe.
No.
I'm saying maybe.
Even his $40 million, $45 million contract, he can't do that.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a big...
Because you want to know something?
Big maybe.
Because there's a PD, they're going, we gave you this record for a reason.
You can do what we say now.
No, no. You can do whatever you want, but if you're going to play a record, you got to play this one.
Yeah, and you're going to sell it. The DJ's job is to sell what the program director gives you to sell.
Okay.
So, guess what? Rob Thomas is on a comeback. He's got a new song out. Sell that shit like it's the hottest record out. Boom.
Here's the thing.
You don't pick the music.
No, and it's kind of funny, too. There was a point in time where people just thought that, you know, somebody handed us, you know, a bunch or a playlist or like, and they just put it all together for us. It's like, no. I mean, every single song we put on the radio station was done by music director, program director, and then the, you know, the program director and the music director would place all those songs in a particular order for a particular reason. I mean,
yeah.
The interesting thing about radio is like, we would do all this shit and there would be so many reasons why this goes here, that goes there. And then when it came out, it's just, there was a lot of, you do all this stuff and then boop, it just kind of goes out there.
A request line is there for research purposes, basically.
It can be, but 9 times out of 10, if you're calling a radio station to request a record, it's probably coming out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, unless you're... Can you play George Michael, Careless Whisper?
Yeah, buddy. Hear that. Yeah.
No.
Check out our friends over at 100.3.
Yeah, no, stay on the line until 12:30 a.m. We'll get that going.
At that point in time, it's like, come on. You know, you're in the wrong room. So, but yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of the fickleness of the radio business. Okay. So, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, so now we know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
There's a lot to it, but
yeah. Learned a lot today, guys.
You have.
I learned that I should learn to manipulate the blitz better so I can win more against Marshall.
Yes, I mean that's an easy get.
Should be easy.
Yeah, you know him pretty well enough. Just find out his likes.
I'm just too honest of a guy.
You got to know your audience. You can't go on a rock station and talk about Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? You got to know your audience.
I can go anywhere and talk about Taylor Swift. At least look at her.
I'll tell you this.
She's darling.
You met Taylor Swift?
Three or four times, yeah.
She's awful.
Actually spent an evening at her mother's house in Nashville.
Really?
Yeah, and we listened to the whole album.
Like her first one, or?
No. This was, I knew you were going to ask me that question. I should know this answer, but it's
second
just.
Second third?
No.
Three were really good.
It was probably
in 20. Country album.
This was 2016.
Oh, so it was like right before like a.
It was the one. It was the one that was the one that she did. It was the one that she did with Ed and was it Ed and? Yeah, I mean, you're gonna give me 30 seconds. Fine. I'll give you your right answer. But anyway,
I think it was 1989.
But no, we literally like it was a bunch of us on the team. We literally went there and yeah, she played the whole record in her mom's house. It was
actually played it.
No. Yeah. And there was some label execs there, and it was just kind of funny. She has her mother has a Great Dane that is the size of a small pony.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they call it Kitty.
That's awesome.
But no, I mean, she's an absolute sweetheart.
See?
Like Katy Perry's cat. Katy Perry.
Oh, just because you like
I've
John
met Katy,
so
she's
much.
A sweetheart too.
I don't mind John Mayer. I'm not like a John Mayer stan. I just hate Taylor Swift. I'm not a Taylor Swift guy.
Rumor has it. Yeah.
Rumor has it, yeah.
I believe nothing what I hear and half of what I see.
Yeah.
It's a great chance phrase. I could write down great chances.
That's what
served to you six on a half shell. That was another one.
That's right.
Served to you six
set it
a
up six
shell.
On a half shell. That's Sammy Hagar
that
a little bit.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle reference or what?
It was basically
oysters, not turtles.
Yeah, when it was like would be
turtles
on
a half shell,
be like two for ones. But like, it's basically six on a half shell.
Six
like,
and a half shell. Yeah.
Interesting.
Free.
Okay. All
right. Right.
That'll work.
Yeah.
We're gonna get like the calendar. The sayings of a day of Greg Chance for a year.
Oh boy,
all the new ones.
Yeah, I'll call up Waz and Cage and have them done all the.
Oh boy, yes, they probably could help you out.
Yeah,
it was funny. They yes, there was. There probably should be a Chance to English dictionary.
Chance to English.
Yeah, because like, what the hell is he saying?
That's funny.
And it's like, just say, tell me like I'm a normal person.
Yeah,
talk to me like I'm an idiot.
I just, you know, that's boring to me. I just like to be a little different as far as that goes. Too late.
Well, Cody, you got more questions?
I've got a billion more questions. We'll have to come back and do this again sometime.
We'll ask one.
Ask one?
And then we got to wrap it up. We're at time, man.
Are we long? Sorry.
We're at time.
That's my fault.
No, it's fine.
No,
this
you're
has
good.
Been
this,
fantastic.
This is fantastic. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Katy Perry is our
Katy
cat.
Perry, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Taylor Swift. Who's more attractive?
They're both hot.
What a question.
They're both hot, but here's the thing. When I met Katy Perry, she comes up, she goes, "Hi, Ginger," and I was just like, she melted me. And my wife is on my six, and I'm like, "Did you hear what she just said?" I'm just like, "Oh my god!" I'm like, "Hi, Ginger." And I'm like, "Hi, Katy. How are you? This is my wife, Lisa." But no, Katy was.
Have you ever been starstruck by somebody you met?
You know, not really. I mean, the first time I met Dave was probably the worst meet and greet I've ever met. Dave is eccentric, right?
Yeah.
The reason why they're there is because they're not all there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I mean, and you really need to be not all there to really be there. That's because right. The better you're not all there, you're really good. I mean, Mayer's not all there, but like the five times we met him, can I tell one story?
Absolutely.
So this is probably the fourth time we met John, maybe the third, whatever. We're in Omaha at what was the Quest at the time, and we're in a locker room. So there's, you know, all the winners and, you know, radio station people or whatever, and Mike Scheid, who works for the label, comes down, and he's like, John's on his way. And the room just seems to get tense. You know, you kind of read these things when you've been there so long. And then I think Brady Bedard comes down, and he's like, John's going to be here any minute. He's like, you know, so people kind of spread out, and, you know, and there's like lockers everywhere. It just seems kind of odd that you're in a meet and greet in a locker room, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and then sure enough, you know, Handler comes by, and, you know, John's the next person. He comes around the corner, and he says, all right, guys, here's the deal. He smacked the locker as loud as he could with his hand. He goes, we did pretty good in the first half, but if you want to win this fucking game, we got to pick it up in the second half.
That's awesome.
That's exactly what happened. The whole room just blew up. I mean, it was the most hilarious thing ever. I mean, I'm just like, and that's the thing about John. I mean, he is so freaking creative, and it's just like, yeah, I mean, he's something else, but it's just like, I mean, to him to sit there and go, just turn the corner, wham, and just like, and we're just like, oh shit, right?
Yeah.
We did all right in the first half, but if you want to win this game, we got to pick it up in the second half, all right?
I mean, that's funny. Hilarious.
I feel like I set it up, Nickelback. I feel like that was in a locker room at Wells Fargo.
That actually was, so I met, not Chad, Chad's brother.
It wasn't Chad, it was his brother. It was his brother.
And we were backstage.
Yeah, but I thought that was in a locker room, but I could be wrong.
No, it was kind of in a green room made up. Okay. I mean, they do a lot of, they like to pipe and drape everything.
Right,
even
right.
Though it could be a locker room, but they try to pipe and drape it up.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I mean,
I feel like I met someone in a locker room, but I thought that's what it was. Nickelback doesn't deserve the hate they get. Nickelback's fantastic.
They are.
Always liked, like, I like my songs.
Best show, Nickelback, Puddle of Mud, Iowa State Fair.
I was telling him last night a story about Puddle of Mud. We were driving last night, and I was telling him and our buddy Thomas were out, and I'm like, and Puddle of Mud, it's like Blurry or something.
Yeah.
I remember what it was on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
It was on, sorry to local radio. It was on Sirius XM, Channel 34.
Bad job out of you.
Yeah. I mean, it was on
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, shame on you. 107.5.
Thank you. We played that record.
Yeah, and Puddle Mud was on. I was
I
like,
great
oh my
story
god! I was like,
go
I remember it's when we met Puddle Mud.
Power.
I was like,
oh,
did. I was like the lead singer of Puddle Mud. Can't remember his name. Saved my life.
He was.
They did a show at Valor Ballroom.
That's right.
And after Valor, they came to drink.
That's right. They were. Yep.
At the time, I was like, and that guy put the name to the building because that guy can fucking drink. I was like, he did like 8 or 9 shots of Jack Daniels in the hour he was there.
Kenny Ortenberg and I were there. You want to know something funny about Puddle Bun when they first started way back in the day? They did a show at Seven Flags.
Yeah, it might have been Seven Flags.
It wasn't this time.
Okay.
It was that time was later because I have his name right in the front of my skull. Anyway, so it'll come to me. The record guy's like, I'm like, can I go back and meet Puddle Med? And he's like, fuck no, we're not meeting any CHR programmers. Did not like Top 40 at all. He's like, fuck those guys. Yeah, I want nothing to do with Top 40. It was just so funny. Over time, you know, as Blurry started coming out and rolling, that's when the Benjamins started coming home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how, you know, Top 40 can increase sales like a mother.
Stone Sour was the same way when they came out.
Yeah, I mean, Sour. Well, I mean,
we saw Stone Sour. Yeah, I love Corey Taylor, but I remember at the time he was like, I don't know why I remember this, but we were there and it was through Glass, whatever.
Yeah,
had just broken the Top 40.
Yeah, through a great record.
And
great
I remember
song.
I read an interview or something where he was just like fucking pissed. He's like, I hate that these Top 40 stations are playing my song.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
you
then obviously he saw that money roll, and then he's like, "Oh yeah, you guys want to pump my next song out?" You
know? Corey's good people. He's good
awesome.
People, and he actually, you know, I thought Through Glass is definitely a solid song
banger.
But it's just kind of funny how, and I get it because they know if they're going to Top 40, you know, that's a potential they're selling out if you will, as far as that goes. But yeah, I mean, but dude, Puddle of Mud, man, they what a
awesome.
Great band. I mean, Blurry awesome. Was a great, but I mean, Control is.
Oh, Control! That was what was playing. It was Control,
dude. Control playing is the most ridiculous record ever. It's a fucking banger. Control, I love that song. Did.
She hates me. Or she fucking hates.
That's
me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Not edited
dude.
Version.
I actually love that song.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, Control and Nickelback's, there's a Nickelback and Paul and Mudd have the same long line, same records, Control, but I feel bad for the guy though. I mean, the band's not together anymore, so yeah. I mean, I hope they can work that out.
Those kind of like genres probably don't want that. Like that takes away from their
yeah. It takes of the if you will, the Sasha Fierce, the fierce part of them. The fucking, you know, yeah. Dude, I'm a dude. I don't want to hang out with Top 40. Yeah. Forget that. But I mean, Top 40 makes them print
together. They might do all right. Like I'll tell you this real quick before we close up. I saw Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Last year.
Oh yeah, where?
Horizons, the old Seven Flags.
No way.
Saw Limp Bizkit last year.
Yeah.
Durst was here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fred Durst, DJ Lethal, the whole band. And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Fred Durst came out. He does, like, the dad vibes thing now. So he came out dressed like a dad. He had, like, the high knickers on. And the,
I love it.
The button-up bowler shirt. And he had a wig on. And he's out there. And he's just vibing with the music. Oh, it was one of the
that's awesome.
Funnest concerts I've ever seen. Because I'm like, oh, like, they were a band I loved when I was, you know, in my early 20s. And I'm like, oh, Limp Bizkit is great.
Did you mosh?
They fell off. They broke up. Of course. And they got back together. I'm like, I have to see them.
So Fred Durst produced Puddle of Mudd's song Drift and Die. Go watch the video. At the very end of the video, a friend of mine was flying the helicopter for 4 hours running film on that video. They're on the top of the tallest building in Los Angeles. They've got stacks up there. They're literally playing Drift and Die.
Really?
Thing. And Aaron's like, he's flying through there. Aaron's like, you could hear the song. But Durst was they duck underneath and they do shots or whatever. And at the very, very end, that's a B-side.
Yeah.
That record's unbelievable. That's a B-side. There's a perfectly good hit. Not a lot of people probably, or not enough people probably heard.
So that's what you mean. B-side's like a great hit. Hardcore people understand it. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just.
B-side's like when they're. So this was back. B-side came from back when they used to have cassettes.
Yeah, that's right. Cassettes, 33s, yeah.
Flip it over.
Yeah,
B-side.
Yeah, I had some of those.
On the A-side.
I don't know why, for some reason, it sticks in my head that the B-side always had the better songs.
Sticks. I had Sticks on a 33.
Mr. Yeah. Roboto.
Yeah.
Domo Arigato.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bangers.
I think it was.
Was there anybody? One more question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody that you never got to meet that you wish you would have got to meet? You had an opportunity or you didn't get.
Sure. I'd have to think about that because I'm afraid it's too. Like, okay, well, I mean, here's a fun, simple one. Had a chance to go to the Iowa State Fair to meet Dan and Shay. Probably should have. I mean, you know.
Met them a couple times.
Yeah, they seem like they're really good, cool, down to earth people. I mean,
I'm going to say the first time I saw them, their song Tequila just came out. They were on the free stage.
Yeah.
The
song's a hit.
Banger.
So they had just gotten popular, so they were 30 minutes and done, and they were like running through the meet and greet, like, cool, nice to meet you, cool, nice to meet you.
Of course.
Like, I saw them at the Grandstand one year. They had a, it was an okay show.
They
Grandstand
last year, I think.
Was it? No, this was a couple years. This was before.
I don't know. Maybe
last
they
did. Year or year before they did Grandstand.
This was 19, I think. Mm-hmm. They were the Grandstand as well.
It was 19. They were the Grandstand, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because 20 there was no fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was a better show. At least they played for like a long period of time.
Yeah.
But went to the meet and greet there, and they were a little cooler. But they still had like this eagle on them, and I'm like,
I mean,
you guys aren't that big of a hit that like.
Here, a better question is what show should you have gone to that you didn't go to? I had an opportunity to go to Prince, and I didn't go.
That's the one.
I mean, you want to talk about kicking yourself? Yeah, I mean, that's that's just kind of a. But it's like, you know. We had dinner with Christina Perry. I mean, that girl's so unique and so very, very cool. You know, so that's the interesting thing about artists, right? It's like at the end of the day, I think I don't ever need to go in a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, but I'd rather sit down and have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's going to have more matter as far as I'm concerned. The lounges, I think, were very, very cool. I mean, we had a lot of fun with
Aaron Lewis came and did one.
Yeah, Stained. Yeah, he was pissed that day. Colby. Oh, yeah,
it was Stained.
Yeah, it was Stained. But yeah, Aaron came in. They thought they were only doing two records. Yeah. Dude, when he got out of the van, forget about it. I got a contact high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Lewis, like, awesome. I love Aaron Lewis.
Rolling. Yeah. But no, it was good. It was, but yeah, they just, well, yeah, you're right. We could spend another 2 hours on this.
I'd say, I've got about a billion more questions, but.
Well, we'll do episode 101. Yeah. 100 on the order.
I'm going to make a lineup, a power lineup for episode 101 to 200.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, let me know when you're at 199 or 198.
We talked to, Dean, who was it? Dean Del Rey.
Oh, Dean Del Rey.
And
yeah.
He said, I don't do podcasts until you get to episode 100. So
that's funny. So, well, I tell you what, I appreciate you thinking of me, and thanks a lot for having me.
No, I appreciate it. This has been fantastic. Nice. This is one of our longer episodes we've had in a while, and it's full of fantastic content.
Fantastic content.
So I love all of it.
That's what I said. I've got a billion more questions.
Yet. It's going to be so super easy.
Yeah, I've got to have back on. I got more questions.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's go. LG.
Yeah. Mr. Chance, thank you for coming on.
I know. Thank you for having me.
Also, big thank you to Lola's. Don't forget your spicy mayo. But
yes.
Lola's Bebop spicy mayo.
When you put up the set, make sure you get a replace me. Because that's going to be missing.
Thank you for educating my friend on all things music related.
Yeah.
Making him Des Moines' 52nd best DJ.
And now I'm retired from DJing. So,
yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I don't DJ anymore.
Oh, no.
Private parties only. Private dances only.
Yeah. I only do expensive gigs.
One-on-ones or one-on-minis? You said dances or private dances? I'm sorry.
I only do whatever pays the most.
Oh, here we go. Slap leather.
But thank you guys. And
Yeah, thanks.
Check you guys out in here a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Big old episode 100.